The following program is brought to you by Hanson McLean Advisors, and the views expressed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station.
And now, for the Financial Times ranked top investment advisor, Hanson McLean, it's Hanson McLean's Money Matters.
Welcome to Hanson McLean's Money Matters. I'm Scott Hanson.
I'm Pat McLean. Thanks for joining us.
That's right. Glad you are here, both myself and my co-host. We're with Financial Advisors. We spend our weekdays working with people like yourself, helping them plan their financial futures. And we come here on the weekends to be your financial advisors on the air. And we're glad to be here with you this weekend as well. And, of course, if you'd like to be part of the program, we'd love to hear it. We take calls,
yes.
So that sort of stuff.
So call us up. Ask us any question you want.
Within reason. Something in financial.
We prefer those.
We're not going to tell. Don't call us like we're a medical show,
yeah.
Or whatever.
It's not Dr. Dina Dell. Ask us a financial question.
Nor Dr. Laura.
Correct.
Or Dr. Phil.
Dr.
Oz. How all these people come up with the go by their first, Oz, is that his first name?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway.
So anyway, if you want to be part of it. That's what we're going off on.
I don't watch a lot of daytime television.
I feel like I'm my kid sometimes, where the kid just starts, his mind's going elsewhere in the middle of conversation. Like, dude, are you, hello?
As my daughter says, the talking to someone in our house is like the worst game of telephone ever.
Anyway, financial
you want to join the show, if you have a financial question, 888-2-HANSON. That's 888-2-HANSON. And the numbers behind that are 888-242-6766. So if you want to join the show, you call that.
And
you can go to our website, moneymatters.com, and you could actually type in a question that we'll answer on the air. We don't do many of those, though, do we?
You're telling me that you don't have much confidence. I can see the look in your face. I was like, we do that? You can go, no. You can put
but
in the question
thinking,
there.
When was the last time we answered those questions on the air? It's been a while.
No, I think they put a question there to see about getting on the air, because when you're reading someone's questions, it doesn't
it's
always
not,
make for the most exciting.
And okay, so yeah, if you go there, and we'll either answer it on the air or call you and answer the question. But we'll answer your question.
So we've been broadcasting out of the Capitol for 20 years. We've been in the Bay Area for just a few months now, in KGO in the Bay Area. And if you're newer to us and you're thinking, who are these yo-yos? They're like,
we would
begin
say
the show.
Extremely observant is first of all what I would say. yo-yos. Very, very observant.
Anyway, so our program is probably a little different than other financial programs. And partly we just, we try to make this program somewhat listenable to those that are not in love with the topic of finance. Is that a good way to put that?
Yeah, plus it's our weekend, too. It's my weekend as well.
I need to have fun. It's weekend time.
Come on.
How hard
I've been
do I
doing
have,
this all week
hard
with this work thing.
So it's just, what, is this goof-off time now?
No, it's not goof-off, but it's a little bit lighter.
On the weekends?
Yes.
Yes, I think that's probably a good way to
I've
put it.
I've got shorts and a T-shirt on.
Yeah, as do I with my flip-flops. And,
yeah, it's not like I got my, it's just during the week I wear the tie, and quite frankly, I dress quite nicely.
And you know, on the tie, we're going to get back to fame. So our we have three offices in Northern California.
888-2 Hanson or moneymatters.com.
That's not what I was going to mention. Our dress code is fairly conservative in our organization. So and I'm always confused with women's attire, because I look at when my wife gets dressed, like, how do you, they're all different shapes. At least guy stuff, it's like it's a shirt, it's pants, it's not like weird shapes. So with guys, it's suits and ties.
Yeah.
And if you want to hang your coat up when you're in the office, it's fine, but it's a tie. So if you come in our office, you'll notice all the guys have ties on. And the women dress professionally with their different shapes that I don't know how to. You know, they have the short coats and they've got the things and
shapes and colors.
Yeah, they look nice.
Shapes and colors.
So we've been having some internal debate. Now, this is where we're already way off topic.
Yeah. But once again, it's our show.
Are we in an era now? Should we have a tie optional if a guy is wearing a suit? Maybe a tie is optional. Is that kind of a more of a modern look? Would people still view us as professional?
Oh, it was quite the discussion.
But
in
then
the
you
office.
Know what I've noticed the last several weeks, as the whole Greek crisis was unfolding, none of those guys have ties on. So you see them meeting with the IMF, with Christine Lazarde and all that
but
stuff.
But the IMF has ties.
Yes, except Christine Lazarde doesn't, because she's got different
shapes and colors.
But none of the Greek guys have ties. And I'm thinking, you're kind of in trouble financially. You'd think you'd put on your best. And so now I'm getting questioned. Maybe this is, maybe we should stick
with
the ties.
Let's talk about Greece for a minute. These guys, this is your last chance. This is the third time we're going to lend you money. And I'm telling you.
Don't do that again.
Don't do it again. And they're just saying, it's 3 o'clock. I got to get to the beach.
I don't think they're saying it's that beach. I got to get back to the beach.
It's 3 o'clock.
I've been working for 4 hours already.
It's cultural. And there's nothing. Listen, God bless them, right? God, the Greek people in the country, beautiful, beautiful. God bless them. The third time isn't going to be any different than the first or second at all. But sternly, the IMF said, you better change this time.
Well, you know, besides Greece, of course, it's Puerto Rico.
Oh, yes.
It's got some issues. And they've quit paying interest on some.
A lot of municipal bond funds own Puerto Rican bonds. Because they're tax-free, and the yields are higher, so they kind of juice returns. So if you have a tax-free bond fund, you might want to dig into it to see what your exposure to Puerto Rico is, because this—
Most have a very small exposure. The ones we used had extremely small. But there was one fund company that had, 40% of one of the funds. I'm reading the thing, I'm like, with the money managers, when why did they take such risks?
Because they were looking to juice returns, and they figured, hey, I'll just juice returns, and I'll get more assets under management, and that's how they get paid.
And I tell you, it's a good lesson for those. If you're trying to find if you shop investments, search and only look at what the yield is, what did this thing yield the last? So if you had said a few months ago, I want to find the highest yielding municipal bonds.
You would have owned a bond fund that had a lot of Puerto Rican bonds in it.
Yeah, because the value had fallen. And
actually, anytime, especially in a fund like a municipal bond fund, if the yields are outsized versus everyone else, you automatically should be very suspect. But it's not going to end well for the Puerto Rican bonds. It is not going to end well. Puerto Rico will be fine. It's the people that lent them the money that it will not end well for.
Well, Puerto Rico is not really fine. I mean, people are leaving all the time.
Well, the same thing's happening in Greece too. It's what they call brain drain. But the country's not going to go away. They'll get through this.
The island won't sink.
Yeah, they'll get through this. They will get through this. It won't be pleasant, but they'll get through it. But those people that lent them the money will certainly feel the pain.
Well, and I come back to just how important it is to look. And look, if you're a diversified investor and you pay attention to your investments, or you have a good advisory firm that pays attention to the underlying holdings, what's happened in Greece is not going to have a huge impact on you. What happens in Puerto Rico is not going to have a huge impact on you. But if you're one that you do a periphery scan and you're thinking, I just want to find the best yielding thing here, and you don't really dig down deep and look underneath the hood and see what's going on here. That's where people tend to get into some issues. And you look at some of these funds that have 40% of their assets in Puerto Rico.
And you think, this is not going to end well.
It's not going to end well for the investors.
And
it'll be interesting to see. We saw in some bankruptcy cases. Well, there's another city that filed bankruptcy recently. I forget where it was. Somewhere in the Heartland. Northern California, Stockton had filed bankruptcy. It was an interesting case. A lot of people watched because the bondholders went to court. I think they're probably still in court.
Yeah, Franklin Templeton was the one leading it.
Yeah, because they've got they got paid pennies on the dollar while the city
made the
pensions, and
which was quite interesting.
Well, it's not healthy. It's not helpful for other municipalities that are in good financial shape because
it drives their cost of borrowing up.
It just told anyone who's going to lend them money, hey, if we get tight on cash, we're going to pay you last, is essentially what happened. And that's why they end up with pennies on the dollar. And we're going to see the same thing happen with Puerto Rico. And
and we've already seen it with Greece.
Yeah.
But they promised this time it's going to be different.
It will be different this time. They're going to not go to the beach at 3. They're going to the beach at 4. They read some really.
It's a beautiful country.
It's just reading about some of the plight of some of the people there.
It's awful.
Joking about it, and it's heartbreaking for a lot of. There's a lot of very hardworking people there.
Yes, correct. And unfortunately, it is on a slide that is hard to recover from.
Yeah, it'll cover. This isn't the first time Greece has had.
Greece
some
has been around for a little while.
You think? Yeah, I don't think they're going anywhere. No. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break here. If you want to be part of the program, you'd like to join us, love to take your call. To join the show, it's 888-2-HANSON, 888-2-HANSON. And, of course, you can also go to moneymatters.com
and we'll
submit a question that way as well. But we'd love to take your call. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will continue. You're listening to Hanson McLean's Money Matters.
To have your questions answered by Scott Hanson and Pat McLean, visit their website at moneymatters.com or call now at 1-888-2-HANSON. That's 1-888-2-HANSON.
You hear Scott Hanson and Pat McLean each weekend as they host Hanson McLean's Money Matters. And if you're not yet a client of Hanson McLean Advisors, you really ought to give them a shot. You see, the same type of straightforward financial advice that is provided during the show is what the clients of Hanson McLean Advisors receive on a regular basis. The approach of Hanson McLean Advisors is to first listen to you and then help come up with a plan to provide a greater chance of success in achieving your financial goals. Goals that range from retirement planning to debt elimination to income solutions. Hanson McLean Advisors is not simply a store that sells one type of product. No, Hanson McLean Advisors is an independent advisory firm that pick from a wide variety of financial products. They use investment tools from well-known brand names, in addition to financial products from lesser-known boutique shops, all with the objective to help you meet your financial goals. So if you have yet to see how the commission-free programs of Hanson McLean Advisors can benefit you, contact them today at 1-888-2-HANSON or visit them at moneymatters.com.
Wondering if you're on track with your financial matters? Call now at 1-888-2-HANSON. That's 1-888-2-HANSON.
Welcome back to Hanson McLean's Money Matters. I'm Scott Hanson.
I'm Pat McLean. Thanks for joining us. We'll take some calls.
We're sticking around. Yeah. Glad you're here on this weekend.
888-2-HANSON. That's 888-2-HANSON.
And by the way,
go to moneymatters.com. We're going to start taking some calls.
Yeah, moneymatters.com. I write a column for Kiplinger's twice a month.
How long have you been doing that? Quite some time?
A few months now, maybe, something like that.
I need to read one of those. I haven't read any.
I'm addressing just to you, Pat. So I write a column for Kiplinger's. I've been doing it about 3 months. I do it twice a month.
Okay.
It's typically on financial issues.
Sounds very interesting.
I'm telling you, it is exciting.
Some good
the
stuff.
The sales have gone crazy through the magazine. Off the chart. It's on the online portion, their Wealth Something channel. I don't know whether it's something powered by something or another. Anyway, if you go to Kiplinger. No, all you need to do is go to moneymatters.com.
And you can read it there.
And you can read my columns there.
Okay, so you this.
So I'm telling you that.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to go to moneymatters.com and read it.
Not now. We're in the air.
Okay, so what was the point of this story?
To plug myself.
Oh, that was it. That was it.
Shameless that act was of self-promotion. That was all that was behind it. There was shameless act of self-promotion.
There was no, it wasn't going to lead to another story or, that was it.
That was it. I was done right there.
Pretty disappointed, actually.
Well, I'm glad you're disappointed. Anyway.
All right, let's go to the calls, 888-2-HANSON. Let's talk to Chuck.
Chuck. Hi, Chuck.
Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a question.
Yes, sir.
And my question is, I worked for a company about 17 years ago, and I worked for them for about 10 years,
okay.
Of which I was supposed to receive a pension when I was 65. It's not a large pension. It would have been $446 a month. But I was recently contacted asking if I wanted a lump sum payout of $47,000 a month.
How old are you?
I'm 56, but they gave me a couple of options. One was an annuity starting on my birthday, which is in October, at $267 a month, or the lump sum at $47,000.
Was this Lucent? The reason I asked, there's a couple companies that have been offering.
Lucent has Disney just did it.
But we're going to
financial services.
These
companies
are coming
have
to
done
an
it.
End. And here's what's happening behind here, Chuck. So you worked for the company a long time ago, right? 17 years ago.
And you had what's called a deferred vested pension, which is you had a pension that vested based upon your years of service and your age, but the payout date was deferred normally until age 62 or 65. Which one was it for you?
65.
Okay. Yeah.
And so what happens? The company's got all these people like Chuck out there that they're responsible for managing these dollars so that they can pay a pension out years and years in the future. So they start thinking, you know, why don't we just take the cash and buy them out? See who wants to buy this thing out today. Let's get it off the books today. And we've been seeing this. We saw General Motors and some of the other automobile companies did this a year or two ago.
But there was a Department of Labor change.
I think it was IRS.
Oh, that's right.
IRS changed just a couple months ago that said the companies that are doing, and we're giving this longer answer than maybe you need, Chuck, but for the rest of the listeners.
<That's fine. laughs>
So what happened? The IRS came out and said, you know, we're not going to allow people going forward, unless the company's already started the process.
They're far into the process.
And, yes, we're not going to allow people to roll these dollars into an IRA. This will not be a permitted transaction for an IRA rollover going forward. The companies that are in the process are grandfathered, which I'm sure yours is. Otherwise, they would have pulled the thing on this. So for the rest of the listeners, if you're wondering if your company's going to do it in the future, we saw the IRS just boom out of the blue. And it was the IRS who did this, which I thought was interesting. But you've got this opportunity. And the numbers are the numbers. Essentially, whether you take the pension now, this October, or wait till 65, it is the same economic value to you. Because if you wait till 65, there's all those additional years that you haven't received money. And the $47,000 is essentially the way that's calculated is by looking at your life expectancy, and not necessarily yours, just the average person your age, life expectancy, and an assumed interest rate, which is typically based upon a factor that is with a 30-year treasury bond and weighted with a couple other factors, but it's a factor that they have to use. The question is really, from your standpoint, a couple things. Do you believe your life expectancy is based on your health? Do you think you have longer than the average person, or it's the same or less? What do you kind of think?
The same, probably.
Okay. And are you married or are you single?
I'm married.
And is this a lot of money as a percentage of your portfolio, or little money?
This is a little money that, you know, I wasn't really expecting this till 65, and I thought, well, this will be nice added money for whatever I'm, you know, going to get.
So here's the answer to your question. So they offer you $47,000 today or $267 a month beginning today. So the question is, if I took that $47,000 and I rolled it into an IRA, how much would my return need to be in order to make $267 a month? So it's a simple arithmetic question, which is, what kind of rate of return do I need to have on $47,000 in order to generate $267 a month? And the answer is 5.4%. So you take the pension or the lump sum? Well, it depends. Do you think that in a well-diversified portfolio, assuming a normal life expectancy, that you will do better than 5.4% net of fees, whatever the friction in the portfolio cost are? And if you do that, then if you do better than 5.4%, you're better off taking the lump sum. If you do less than 5.4%, you are better off taking the pension.
And probably wait until 65.
You'd wait
until
really
65. Retire.
The second question is, did they offer you a joint and survivor pension to provide for your wife's lifetime, or just a single life only?
Yes.
Okay. So that pension, the joint and survivor pension, was probably about $230 a month, correct?
Yeah, it's $240.
Okay. So that actually lowers the rate of return that you need to get. So you actually need to get about a 5% rate of return if you took the joint and survivor. So these numbers, so someone's listening and they have the same offer. A friend I went to high school with called me with the same question. I did the math for her, and she needed almost 8% net of fees in order to justify taking the lump sum. I told her,
don't take it.
And her situation was such as that it was a considerable amount based upon her overall net worth. For you, 5%, your age, I'd take the lump sum.
I would too.
I would take the lumps because
and roll into an IRA, but not spend these dollars until you're ultimately retired.
Correct. So I would take the lumps. So for everyone else listening, they're going to say, oh, I'm faced with this. I always take the lump sum. No, you don't. We don't know. Every pension plan is different. Some pension plans, it makes sense to take the lump sum. So if you worked at AT&T, you'd probably take the lump sum. If you worked at the state of California, you probably would not take the lump sum. You'd take the pension. But in your particular situation, I think over the long term, in a moderate portfolio, you are going to do better than 5%.
Okay, but if I wait till 65, then I get $446.
It's still the same number.
Yeah, so in other words,
same number.
Yeah. So if you took the $47,000 today, Chuck, paid taxes on it, went and spent it on a great trip for you and your wife to Europe, to Greece, to go in the Greek Isles, while the country still exists, that would be a bad decision. You'd be much better off waiting and take the monthly income at 65. If, on the other hand, you say, I'm going to be disciplined with these dollars, you're going to take the dollars, roll them to an IRA, invest them for long term, be prudent on the investment, and not take an income until you're 65, then odds are you'd be better off taking the lump sum and doing it that way.
Yeah. So in your question, and I didn't mean to dismiss it, which was, well, if I wait till 65, it's $446 a month. It's about $409 a month with the joint survivor. So if you took that $47,000 and you put it in an account and you grew it at 5% until you were 65 and then started a 5% distribution, it would distribute $446 a month. So the numbers are exactly the same.
Okay.
The question is, do you think you're going to do better than 5% in terms of your rate of return over the long term? And my answer is yes. So is there going to be risk? Yeah, there's more risk than taking the pension. But there's risk in a pension as well, because that pension is guaranteed. You might die, but that pension is guaranteed by the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. But if that pension became insolvent, they wouldn't replace 100% of those dollars.
Okay.
So your situation, take the lump sum. Roll it to an IRA or roll it into your existing 401k at your work if you wanted, and make sure it's properly diversified.
All right.
All right. Good luck there,
Appreciate
Chuck.
Appreciate the call.
And Pat, they might replace 100% of the pension.
So he hadn't worked there for 17 years. He's 56. It was 40 years. He was 40.
But the pension hasn't. Oh, you know what? You might have a point.
And the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, the maximum will guarantee is.
It's a higher amount, but it's for 65 years.
It's at age 65, and it's discounted for every year under the age of 65.
That is correct. And it's under a lot of stress, the pension benefit.
Which is one of the reasons, actually, Scott, so that's a good point. One of the reasons they're actually wanting to dissolve some of these pensions is because the cost of the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation has actually gone up.
Yeah, so your company. You've got all these retirees or future retirees. You've got money set aside in your pension plan that you're using to fund. You've got to pay into the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, which is a quasi-government
agency.
It's
like the FDIC. If the FDIC rates go up, your yields go down on your savings.
Yes, and their costs for insuring their pensions keep going up. And just to clarify, we'd mentioned before on lump sums, companies that offer pensions can still offer a lump sum to their
retirees.
You go to retire, and your company offers you the option between a monthly pension or a lump sum, you still have the ability to take the lump sum and roll it into an IRA or 401k and have a tax-deferred rollover, not have a tax bill today. It's the IRS ruling that came out within the last several weeks stated that companies where you had already retired, already separated from service, and we saw companies do that in the past. Someone's retired, they're getting $2,000 a month maybe as a retiree. Suddenly the company comes and says, hey, we'll give you $300,000 if you take the money and leave or whatever the number is. And the IRS said, we're not going to permit those to be rolled over going forward. So it's
unless you separate from service and it's a pension lump sum for.
And pension plans.
And why did the IRS say that? Do you know why? What was the thinking behind it? Was it to discourage the lump sums? I don't understand why they would make that ruling. Do you?
It seemed politically motivated to me.
Yeah, but what do they care? It's your money. You're allowed to do it any other time. Why? I'm curious, because when I read that, I'm thinking, what do they care? Why?
You can see the Department of Labor doing something like that.
I thought it was the DOL, and you said it was the IRS, and then I think back, it was the IRS, and I remember having, when I read the new legislation, I thought, what do you guys care? Really? What business is it of yours, Mr. IRS people? Do you have any idea, Scott? Why do you think they did it?
I think it was politically motivated. I think somebody thought
that it's not
someone
good.
Someone made the decision. I think someone at the IRS says people would be better off not taking the lump sums because we've seen some situations where people have did some poor choices. So better off to protect everybody. And the best way we can protect everybody is by not allowing this. I think that's probably what happened. And to think that the IRS is not politically motivated, obviously there's...
What do you think?
On both sides. And there's,
oh,
there's
no, there's
case
no
on
question.
Both
yeah,
sides.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm not left or right.
Yeah. And obviously our opinion would be the IRS should be completely neutral when it comes to political issues and shouldn't make pass any judgment whatsoever. That's not their
job. I don't think it's only our opinion. I think it's probably most people's.
I would think you're right. Anyway, we're taking a quick break. To join the program, we still have a couple lines open. 888-2-HANSEN is the number. You're listening to Hanson McClain's Money Matters.
Would you like an opinion on a financial matter you're dealing with? Whether it's retirement readiness or investment allocation, tax planning, or IRA rollovers, Scott Hanson and Pat McClain would like to help you by answering your call. To join Hanson McClain's Money Matters, simply visit their website at moneymatters.com or call now at 1-888-2-HANSON. That's 1-888-2-HANSON.
Are you as confident as you should be when it comes to your finances? Do you feel that you're on track to accomplish your goals? If not, you owe it to yourself to take a look at Hanson McClain Advisors. Scott Hanson and Pat McClain, hosts of Hanson McClain's Money Matters, founded Hanson McClain Advisors over 20 years ago to help people make wise choices with their money. The approach taken by Hanson McClain Advisors is one of financial planning, meaning the advisors take the time with each client to help map out a strategy before they offer any solutions. Their fee-based investment accounts are designed to be transparent and liquid, so you never have to guess what's going on under the hood. And there are no commissions when products are changed or when rebalances take place. Plus, unlike many investment firms, there is a high level of communication keeping you informed and up to date. With offices in Northern California, come and see how Hanson McClain Advisors can be of benefit to you. Contact them at 1-888-2-HANSON or moneymatters.com. That's moneymatters.com.
Hi everyone, this is John Coyne, producer of Hanson McClain's Money Matters. Thanks for being one of our loyal podcast listeners. Did you know that you can still be on the show and have your financial questions answered? Simply go to moneymatters.com, click on the big orange button that says Ask Scott and Pat a Question. I'll personally contact you and schedule a time to have you on one of our upcoming shows. We can't wait to help you.
Want more advice on financial matters? Check out moneymatters.com, where you'll find information ranging from retirement to taxes to insurance to investments, all on moneymatters.com. And now, back to Hanson McClain's Money Matters.
Welcome back to Hanson McClain's Money Matters. Scott Hanson.
Pat McClain.
Yeah, I'm glad you were with us. I think for most of us, first part of September here, that kids are back in... School?
Got two in college now. Kind of feel all grown up.
You feel grown up? I feel grown up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's
I miss them, though. I do. I actually miss them.
You know, my daughter was sophomore in college.
Same home, age as my son?
Home for the summer. And as she was home for the summer, she's responsible work and all that. There's just that tension that... By the time the summer's, I can't.
You say
I
it,
miss certain
she doesn't,
times.
She doesn't listen to the show, I'm sure.
I'm pretty confident of that.
Your daughter's not listening.
I'm pretty sure.
Not electively tuning in.
So here's what's funny. So my daughter, second year in college, and basically last year I gave her an allotment of money twice a month and said, you need to figure out her meals and whatever. I said, we kind of came up with a budget. You need to budget this and just figure out as things go along.
You're trying to teach them.
Yes. So I also
emphasis
got
emphasis on the try part.
But she did fine with it.
Okay.
But our accounts were linked. I could watch her checking account, go ATM, go like to zero right before the next check would come in, and then it would pop back up again. And she has a credit card that's tied to my account for... Whatever reason. So she says to me this summer, Dad, I was thinking, you know, going forward, probably best if I just use the credit card your credit card for these expenses, and rather than you just send me money twice a month. And I said, well, why would you want to do that? So well, I don't have to deal with, you know, budgeting. I said, well, the idea behind this.
You mean like, you mean so that I don't have to deal with this pesky spending too much money thing.
So I don't have to deal with whether I'm spending too much or not. That's what she kind of came.
Did you just stare at her?
We were driving. She's in the back of the car. I'm like, well, I certainly understand where you're coming from.
Good
but
job.
But life doesn't work that way. So I'm thinking, you know, part of the reason you're in college is for an education to learn out how to be self-supportive so you're not on the family dole any longer.
Weren't you pretty proud of her for asking though?
Oh, she's not afraid to ask. It was pretty funny. I remember like, well, is she really asking what I think she's asking?
Well,
just give me an unlimited
she tried
use
to sell it as a
card.
Benefit for you so you don't have to deal with giving me money.
That's what she did say,
a
yeah.
Benefit.
It'd be a lot easier, Dad.
Oh, I'd save you so
that
much time.
That way you can just pay the credit card thing once a month.
So much time.
Didn't save any time. It was automatically set up on the bank and just transfer each other. Anyway.
Well, God bless her.
So,
and how does she like college?
She likes college. She does like college. I guess. I don't know. What's she going to tell me? Her grades are fine. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
All right. We better go back to college because we're off. Anyway, if you have kids that aren't that age, you're going to have these similar conversations at college. And if you have kids that are older,
you remember
this season of life when they're not an adult and not a kid, and they're somewhere
in between.
Anyway.
And you just hope they move out and stay out. Don't you?
Yeah. I just spent all summer with one. It would not work.
Yeah, it's just like.
No, she's not coming back. I made that pretty clear.
When it's all over?
Not coming back.
Actually, my
I love her dearly. Coming back.
One of my kids said, well, you know, when I get out of college, if I can't find a job, I'll move back home. I said, no, you'll wait tables. You always get a job waiting tables. They said, really? I said, yeah. You're not coming home. You're going to live in a small apartment someplace. Huh? You can wait
some
tables.
I don't care. You're not moving home.
All right. If you want to join the show.
Well, it's always easier with your boy, too. You would have no problem telling your boy you're not coming back home.
Yeah.
Kind of a double standard with your daughter.
All of the boys. 888-2-HANSEN if you'd like to join the show.
All right.
If you've got a story you want to share about teenager or young adult, 888-2-HANSEN.
Let's talk with Eric. Eric, you're with Hanson McLean.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Thanks for being part of the program, Eric.
Yeah. So my question might be for some of your other listeners, too. From a financial standpoint, is it better to try and purchase a home as soon as I could with a good down payment or be a long-time renter and pay cash for a home at retirement using accounts, you know, when I near retirement?
Got it. How old are you now?
Currently almost 31.
So it's an interesting question.
So you know what's interesting? The statistics tell us 15 years ago or 20 years ago, when I was 30, the goal was to get into a house as quickly as possible.
Yes. Years ago.
The 20s and 30s are not in a hurry now to buy a home, which is actually, which is what they call net absorption of housing. The net absorption is how many people are actually moving into new homes. The numbers are actually down for people your age. They rent longer, and they're not in a hurry to buy.
It's part of the reason rents have gone up.
Which is part of the reason.
But you know what's interesting about you? So, Eric, you've obviously given this some consideration because you say your option is you can buy a house now and work on getting it paid off by the time you retire. And most financial advisors say, look, if you can get to retirement with a home paid off, you're in great shape because it's your biggest expense and for inflation hedge, et cetera, good to have a home for retirement. And you're saying, what if I just rented over the years, took those additional dollars, saved them, had a chunk of money at retirement time, I could then have the ability to take that chunk of money and go buy a
and
house.
And buy a house. How long do you think you're going to live? You're in Arizona, is that correct?
Yes, I am.
What town?
It's near Phoenix.
And how long do you think you're going to be in that town? 10 years, 15 years, forever?
It could be forever. Okay. Most of my family lives here.
Okay, and what are you paying in rent now?
Roughly about $760.
And how much would a house cost you?
More than $760.
For a mortgage payment?
More than $760.
Yeah.
Depending on the price of the house, it could be near $1,000.
So, can you afford to buy a house?
At the moment, I haven't saved up a down payment. I do budget monthly, and everything's pretty tight. So, I mean, I could.
It's tight now.
Yeah.
The thing about a house, which throw a wrench in all this, is the government subsidizes home ownership in the form of interest deduction.
Not renting a house. Yeah. So the government actually encourages you to purchase a house. That's why they allow you to deduct the interest on a house, but they don't let you deduct the interest on a car or on a credit card or on any consumer debt, only on the house. So they actually subsidize the interest rates as well at this particular point in time.
Yeah, they guarantee the majority of home mortgages.
So they're subsidizing. The benefit of owning a home is that it's an inflation hedge, which means you own a home, you get it on a 15 or 30 year, you'd have a 30 year mortgage. We know that when you're 61,
Well, we know that 5 years from now, the mortgage is going to be the same. 10 years is going to be the same.
So it's an inflation hedge. What you don't know is what's going to happen to your rent next year, right? You can actually assume that it's going to go up. So if you're going to be there forever and you could afford a house, then buy a home.
Yeah, I would agree. But if you're not sure you're going to be there forever and you think you might move in a couple of years, go somewhere else, want to keep your options open, then I'd be in no rush to buy a house.
But in your particular situation, the earlier you can buy a house, the better. But make sure that you're financially able to.
They've got great program. Interest rates are so low. If your plan is to buy a house in the next couple of years, I'd go talk to a lender today.
Right now.
And say, hey, here's my situation. What can I qualify for? What loan programs are there? Because there are programs. I mean, it seems crazy, but they're the same kind of programs that got us into the trouble in the first place where there's almost no money down.
They're identical.
Yeah.
They're identical. And the interest rates are lower than they were that before.
Very low right
now. So there are programs that are no money down, and you might find that you can afford a condo but not a house.
Yeah, that's what I was probably thinking for anyway.
I would at least go look at it. And I like the premise of saying, well, if I just took those additional dollars and saved it somewhere. The fact is, very few people would have the discipline to have a special account set up that this is going to be my home account and invest it properly over those years to match that.
And if you do it in your 401k, when you go to buy the house, you actually pay taxes on the dollars going out of the 401k.
You couldn't save inside the 401k to accomplish that objective.
So I think you should start looking, but talk to a mortgage broker come Monday.
Yeah. All right?
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right. And thank you for start with the mortgage broker, not with the house.
Yeah, don't start with the house because you're going to fall in love with the
house and then try to figure out how to get the money. Start with the mortgage broker and say, how much can I borrow? What's it look like? And then go look at the houses.
And don't look at houses that are more out of your budget. And realtors are famous for doing that because
they get paid
to sell houses. And the more they higher the price, the more they make.
And if you're single, don't bring your girlfriend to look at houses.
And if you're married, don't bring the wife.
No, you have to bring the wife.
Bring the wife.
You want
with you.
To bring the wife.
Yes. A joint decision. Yes. You always want to make these decisions together.
Jointly.
You don't want to get in trouble of not making parental decisions or home decisions without including the spouse.
Well, thank you. Thank you, doctor.
As my son and I signed up for some paragliding lessons without running it by the
really?
Wife. Yeah, we got those were postponed.
Oh, let's talk about that when we get back from the commercial. I haven't heard this story, really.
I have not heard this story.
All right, when we're back from the break, we're going to hear about Scott and the paragliding.
Yeah, well, stick with us. It's Hanson McLean's Money Matters.
To have your questions answered by Scott Hanson and Pat McLean, visit their website at moneymatters.com or call now at 1-888-2-HANSON. That's 1-888-2-HANSON.
You hear Scott Hanson and Pat McLean each weekend as they host Hanson McLean's Money Matters. And if you're not yet a client of Hanson McLean Advisors, you really ought to give them a shot. You see, the same type of straightforward financial advice that is provided during the show is what the clients of Hanson McLean Advisors receive on a regular basis. The approach of Hanson McLean Advisors is to first listen to you and then help come up with a plan to provide a greater chance of success in achieving your financial goals. Goals that range from retirement planning to debt elimination to income solutions. Hanson McLean Advisors is not simply a store that sells one type of product. No, Hanson McLean Advisors is an independent advisory firm that pick from a wide variety of financial products. They use investment tools from well-known brand names, in addition to financial products from lesser-known boutique shops, all with the objective to help you meet your financial goals. So if you have yet to see how the commission-free programs of Hanson McLean Advisors can benefit you, contact them today at 1-888-2-HANSON or visit them at moneymatters.com.
Back back to Hanson McLean's Money Matters. Two guys, two brains, and one head of hair.
Welcome back to Hanson McLean's Money Matters. I'm Scott Hanson.
Pat McLean, thanks for staying with us.
That's right, as we talk about financial matters.
So if you're listening on KGO, if you've just been new, we haven't been on the air that long, but we're changing our...
We've changed our time. If you're listening, now you know. If you're listening, you're thinking, what is this program? Hanson McLean's Money Matters.
So we've been on the
Saturdays
air...
Saturdays from 8 to 9.
We've been on the air in Sacramento for almost 20 years, or maybe longer. And we're new to the Bay Area on KGO. So thanks for listening.
Yeah. Not that I'm new to the Bay Area. I lived in Walnut Creek for a period of time years ago. My wife's from Marin County.
But you didn't have a radio show
when
you
lived... Your wife was from Marin County.
She is. I actually thought I was marrying money.
Thought you were. Marin County.
It's like, really, your mom rents? Dang it.
Dang it. That's not
you
even
You know, my grandmother always used to say when I was younger, she had lots of sayings, but my favorite one was, just remember, Patrick, it's just as easy to fall in love with a rich girl as a poor girl.
You didn't fall in love with a rich girl.
No, but I fell in love, which probably was the most important part.
Maybe I would think that would be the most. The money is not really that important compared to relationships in life.
Yeah.
We are financial advisors. We're talking about money, not relationships so much. So
almost 30 years. All right. So when we're going into the break.
And we're about to go back to the calls here in a minute.
And we'll get to.
That's like, I got to hear this story.
So we were going into the break. You said that you signed up for paragliding with your son, Blake. Yeah. Blake is what, 17?
17, almost 18.
And he's quite the athlete, right? Big runner, mountain biker.
He hasn't mountain biked in a couple years.
No?
He did run a marathon and an ultra marathon. He's a... I always said if I knew that my third kid would be like as easy as that one, I'd have 10.
Until
he hits 16.
If you're new to the show, Scott Hanson is what they would refer to as, he doesn't refer to himself as an elite athlete, but he runs marathons and does these triathlons, and he ran the Western States 100, where you go out and on purpose, you run 100 miles in a row without stopping in the Sierra Nevadas. I think, where does it go from Squaw Valley to Auburn?
Yes.
And so Scott is...
One and done on that one.
Yeah, he goes out and runs. We did that crazy thing where you rode your bike for a day straight, 24 hours straight or some stupid thing like that.
300 miles.
300 miles. Yeah, <you're>
I'd sound like an idiot now. You start talking about me. I was like,
yeah. So anyway, Scott likes the adventure. He had to be airlifted out of Yellowstone Park for breaking his leg and great
that
things like
Grand
that.
That was the Grand Teton in Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Okay, well, I was pretty close.
Yes, but I'm back. It was 5 years ago. Yeah, I was airlifted out, yes.
Yeah, airlifted out. Lots of adventures. Great skier. Anyway, so the introduction to Scott Hanson. So you signed up.
And my son's fairly adventurous.
Absolutely.
And for about 3 or 4 years, he's wanted to take every Christmas, he says, can I have, for Christmas, all I want are paragliding lessons. I want to get my paragliding license and get a paraglide, one of the parachute thing. That's where they have those, you see the guys like on the sides of the hills.
And they jump.
It's not like base jumping. They kind of run and the chute opens and then they're floating. So you need a little thermal layer or whatever.
Is it a wing?
It's a rectangle parachute and you have you can steer them and then you land back on the ground.
But you're not coming out of a plane.
No. You're not coming off a plane. It's not base jumping. You're not jumping off the side of the cliff.
Okay.
Or not in a wingsuit or it's not that dangerous as compared to that.
Oh yeah. It's not dangerous at all.
And there's some race every summer and somewhere in
so paragliding Europe. Versus hang gliding. I'm thinking hang gliding. That's
it's pretty
that fixed
similar.
Wing.
It's just not a fixed wing. It's like a parachute wing, but similar concept of hang gliding.
Okay, so
he
wants
it's a lot safer.
Okay.
He's been asking for it.
It sounds safe. That sounds really safe.
He's been asking for some time about doing this, and his mom started kind of finally warming up to it a bit. He's almost 18. So, and he was gone all summer doing something. Anyways, back home. And he's at the age where...
He was doing an internship in Washington, was he not?
Yes. So, anyway, he's at the age where he doesn't talk to his old man that often, right? I mean, we had dinner and...
It's mostly grunts and...
Yes. And the two of us had dinner together and he was kind of grunting throughout dinner. But then paragliding came up and he got excited and animated. And he says, hey, Dad, why don't you do this? Why don't you take the lessons with me? And I said, would you really like your old man to do that with you? He says, yeah, I think it'd be fun for the two of us together. And I thought, my wife's already on me about it.
Your wife wasn't at dinner?
No.
Okay.
So I said, Seth, I'd love to, son.
Yeah, that your wife's like, why don't you spend more time with the kids?
I already get that. Do you need to do more of this or do more of that or this or your son's this? He's this punk because he's doing, right? So we signed up, and then my wife found out that we're signed up, and
Was she mad at you?
You know, we're supposed to come together on parenting issues and have these discussions.
Oh, you
beforehand.
This is a team talk.
Yes, it was that. it was making a decision by myself.
Oh, I got that talk. I get
instead
talks.
Of in conjunction as a, yeah. You know, so,
so they canceled.
Yeah, but I think they're back. I think they're going to be back on.
Well, he's going to be 18 at some point.
They'll
in time.
Be back on. When I was 18, I took my dad, a parachuting down in San Diego. We did a jump
did
together.
You really?
Yeah, I said, Dad, you want to do this with me?
I couldn't imagine anything more terrifying for me than jumping out of a plane.
I did it 3 times when I was 18. It really wasn't that scary. And I did it again tandem when I was like 35 or so. Terrifying. When I was married with kids and business,
kind of changes.
I had a lot more responsibilities. When I was 18, it's like...
But I think jumping off the side of a cliff with a parachute on is a brilliant idea.
That it was much safer. I don't know.
All right, let's go to the
phone.
That's
enough about my personal life.
Let's talk to Renee. Renee, thanks for joining us.
Okay.
Hi, Renee. Thanks for putting up with all this talk and everything.
Hey, no problem. My mom was married to my father for about 15 years, and then they divorced, and he subsequently married several times after, and he just passed away this last November.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, my mom was wondering if she's entitled to some of his Social Security.
How old is your mom?
My mom is 72.
Oh, and she's receiving Social Security now.
Yes, but she took off time to care for us and then for her parents.
How much is she getting in Social Security?
You know, I don't know the exact amount. But I know it's not a lot.
So the answer to your question, which is she eligible for some of your father's benefit?
She didn't remarry, is that correct?
Did she remarry?
Yes, they both did.
Okay.
And is she married now?
Yes, she is.
Okay.
That she's not going to, won't be based upon her previous husband's.
Yeah. So the answer, if she had not remarried and she had been married for at least 10 years, then she's eligible for some of the Social Security benefit from the previous husband, dead or alive. Didn't matter.
Okay.
But she remarried, so that kind of changes the game. How long has she been married?
Probably the same amount of time.
Okay. So in saying all that, the benefit you receive, the higher of the two, the benefit that you would have received from your spouse or yourself, most likely her benefit would have been higher than the one that she received from her spouse. So in answering your question, the answer is yes, but is she eligible? Yes, but it probably was no benefit to her.
Okay, well, the thing is she wanted to find out.
That's correct.
And the only other drawback is she can't remember my father's Social Security number. We have everything else. We don't have
she wouldn't get it because she remarried.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Scott, do you have anything to add to this?
Yeah, I do. We have a webinar on our website,
moneymatters.com,
where we go through a lot of these things on Social Security. So it'll talk about how many years you need to be married before you can qualify, what happens if you're widowed, what happens if you're remarried. And we go through all those issues, including what's house, file, and suspend work.
And this is a webinar on our website. How long? I haven't. You did the webinar, Scott?
What? Renee's seen the inner workings of a. Anyway, so the answer to your question, Renee, is no. Unfortunately, her benefit is not going to be calculated, regardless of what your father's was, because she had remarried.
And even if it was most likely smaller. So appreciate the call.
Yeah. So on our website, there's a webinar, Social Security webinar, where we highlight all the things on Social Security. And
how long is the webinar? Like 20 minutes or?
It's 4 days. I think it's half an hour, something like that.
And you did this?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go online, look at it. It sounds fascinating.
And we also have the 10 things everyone must know about Social Security.
Is that a webinar or is that a book? An ebook?
Yeah. I don't know.
Do you?
I don't know. We've got
there's a lot of people that work at Hanson McLean, and different people write articles. And if you go to our website, moneymatters.com, it actually has got
We have several webinars on there. We've got some good things on there, but it's a good starting point. And the reason, and there's a lot of great content on there as far as there's great articles and there's some videos and whatnot. And the reason we have the moneymatters.com, it's not that we don't believe you can find this information elsewhere, but I mean, you can go on another website and be bombarded with all kinds of financial topics. And sometimes they contradict each other. So if you've been listening to the radio program for a while and kind of think, yeah, these guys, I kind of like their philosophy. I like the way they think about money. I like the way the financial planning. It makes sense to me. Everything on this website comes through that same kind of lens.
Yeah, it's practical.
Yeah, and it's all a lot of it is the things that we wrote. Sometimes it's pieces of the radio program on a particular topic, but it's clearly it all lines up squarely with our philosophy on financial planning and money management.
And it's moneymatters.com.
That's why moneymatters.com. And there's anyway.
There we go.
And Social Security is a complicated topic.
It's going to change, continue to change. It's evolving.
Yeah. I wrote an article for Kiplinger's on Social Security on why I think wealthy retirees should be concerned about means testing on Social Security. And it was interesting. The editors were having some debate and they disagreed with me. But they ran the article anyway, and it got a great lift. It was a great article.
Well, editors,
almost nobody seems to take our view that there's a chance if you're a wealthy retiree, there's a chance that Social Security is going to be.
Well, I think there's more than a chance. It's going to happen. There's
well,
no
that's
choice.
Your opinion as well.
It's the right opinion. There's no choice.
Not that you're saying that that's what they should do. You're saying that's what's going to happen.
It's yeah, correct. There's no choice.
Anyway, we are out of time. We are here every Saturday. We broadcast on KGO from 9 to 10 a.m. We broadcast to KFBK Sacramento from 10 to 11. But you can always get this program, our podcast, at moneymatters.com. Matter of fact, you can sign up and have it delivered to you each week, moneymatters.com. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll be back at this station next week. Take care.
This program has been brought to you by Hanson McLean Advisors. Any ideas presented during this program are not intended to provide specific financial advice, and you should consult your own financial advisor or conduct your own due diligence.
Hi, everyone. This is John Coyne, producer of Hanson McLean's Money Matters. Thanks for being one of our loyal podcast listeners. Did you know that you can still be on the show and have your financial questions answered? Simply go to moneymatters.com, click on the big orange button that says Ask Scott and Pat a Question. I'll personally contact you and schedule a time to have you on one of our upcoming shows. We can't wait to help you.